This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Jeannie Lester. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We would love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place that you've eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share, or if you just want to chat with us. Again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. Come on down if you haven't had lunch yet, and come on down to Midtown Cafe and eat, and you can come and watch the show. We'd also love for you to like us on Facebook. You can go to Food for Thought with Carol. It gives you the lineup of all the shows, and we try to take pictures daily. We try to. And so, yeah, you can follow us on Facebook. Again, Food for Thought with Carol. And welcome. Welcome, Jeannie.
Yes. Welcome to you. Happy Monday.
Yes.
Yeah, we also want to welcome and express a great big thank you to our sponsors.
Yes.
Express Jewelry Center at 44 North Main Street in Concord, featuring elegant and affordable jewelry as well as precision repair. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions at integrityfit.com, your coaching solutions company. And we're going to be hearing from Rocco a little bit later in the program. Red Arrow Diner in Manchester and Milford, and soon Londonderry. And Belmont Hall at 718 Grove Street in Manchester. Top quality foods made fresh. New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought. And Celeste Oliva, 75 South Main Street in Concord, your source for the freshest premium extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars. So did you have a great weekend, Carol, despite the snow and everything going on?
I did. We had a wonderful weekend, and we saw you and Mark.
Yes.
Friday night, which was really fun.
It was fun.
That was a great time.
Yes,
we went over to Puerto Vallarta, which was fun, and
it sounds even
enjoyable.
More. I love just saying that for people that don't know that's a restaurant
here
in Bedford. It sounds even more exotic. For the weekend, we went to Puerto Vallarta. Of course, we did.
Well, you know, there was one time I went with the girls. We went for, I think it was a lunch, too. It was on a Saturday. And we, you know, you take the Facebook pictures. And so it was all of us girls. And we took a picture and posted it on Facebook and said, we're at Puerto Vallarta having a blast.
Yeah.
Well, my uncle texts me back and he's like, you didn't tell me you were going to Puerto Vallarta. I'm like, Uncle Ray, it's on 2nd Street in Manchester. It's a great Mexican restaurant over on 2nd Street. And they have really, really good Mexican food. And you can even think healthy when you're there, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Which I did Friday night. I was very proud of myself.
Very nice.
Yes. So, but yeah.
It was. It was a good weekend. Like you said, despite the snow, I mean, whether you went out or you kind of, I was actually a little crushed when the sun came out yesterday afternoon.
I was too,
We were ready. We had planned and we were excited to be all bunkered down together, you know, the family all together. And we were in our sweats and everything. And the sun comes out and stops snowing. And you kind of feel like, oh, am I supposed to get up and do something now?
No. I didn't.
I refused to just shut the drapes. There you go.
I stayed in my PJs all day.
Did you? Yes.
I did.
You know, every once in a while, it is so refreshing to do that because it's just, it shifts you out of that go.
Yeah.
Kind of atmosphere. We played games with the kids, and it was just really kind of nice.
We watched movies, and
we were
literally stuck in our driveway because he made dinner last night.
Oh.
So we were planning that he was going to, you know, go to the grocery store and get some food. But we literally could not get out of the driveway until the plow guy came.
Yes.
Which, because there was so much snow, he had a lot of other people. You know, we weren't first on his list, obviously, because he didn't get there until like 3 o'clock. So we were stuck in the house till then. Well, I didn't go. He went. I stayed in my PJs all day.
Yeah, which is kind of a nice and very freeing thing.
It was great. You know what we watched? We watched two movies. One of them, we watched The Draft. Like, I'm really getting into this football stuff because that's what Daryl is like so. I mean, I've always, you know, because my son Jesse always liked, you know, the Red Sox and golf and Patriots, you know, different seasons, times of the year and stuff. So, I mean, I've always been into it, but not, you know, not that much. Well, Daryl He eats, sleeps, and drinks it, literally. And so, you know, it's Patriot this, Patriot that. I mean, when we're not TV, we don't really watch regular TV. We watch NFL Network. I mean, yes. And I'm actually getting into it. It's really scary. I'm getting into it.
Right. But once you do kind of sit down and you kind of begin to pick up parts of the elements of the game and what the players are, I found that too this season for the first time that I was actually kind of enjoying watching football.
Yeah.
Mark, even before the Super Bowl, forget about it. That was just amazing.
That was
an amazing
awesome
game to watch. But yes, once you kind of understand the elements of the game, even those of us who are maybe not previously sports fans,
right,
can kind of
which is like
that.
Me, yes, yeah. Totally. And you know what we were watching on the NFL Network? It was called Sound FX or something like that. They had the speaker on like Bill Belichick. It was like a 30-minute, you know, and it was like kind of over the years kind of thing. And it was really cool, like, to hear him on the field talking with his players.
Wow.
And they do, you know, they take you back, like, a few years ago, and then they go to the present. And just all different clips of him interacting with the players and then even with his kids a couple of times. It was really interesting. And then we watched another 30-minute one with Tom Brady.
Ooh, wow.
Which I never really even knew what his voice sounded. I never heard him really talk.
Sure.
It was really cool.
Wow.
I really enjoyed it. So then we watched a movie, The Draft.
Okay.
Did you ever see that movie?
I have not, no.
Very good, which I never really knew what The Draft was. I've heard of the NFL Draft, but
sure.
This movie is all about The Draft. It was really...
Wow, and you were interested the whole way through.
I loved it.
You didn't have to fake it.
Okay. It was funny because I wouldn't understand something, so he'd stop it. Okay, this is what they do. This is what they're doing. Because I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, what did they just do? What does that mean? And he'd stop it. He'd explain all
What a very kind and patient person.
Oh,
that's
gosh,
awesome.
Yeah. I think we must have stopped it at least 10 times.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny, but it was good.
Wow.
And then we switched gears and we watched The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Good old Meryl Streep, right?
Oh. It's Draft Day.
Draft Day is the name of the movie.
It's called Draft Day, not The Draft.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because you know what? The Draft.
I'm going to write it down. Yeah.
The Draft is near J Dog's house on
Main
Street.
I was going to say, that's a restaurant in Concord, but Draft Day.
Yes, it's called Draft Day.
Okay.
And it was really, really good.
Out. We'll see if that can.
Kevin Costner was in it.
If I could get interested in that, I would be Mark's hero all over again because he would just love it.
The Draft together. It's a great movie
Draft
for you to watch.
Watch Draft Day.
Draft Day.
Draft Day.
Just said it again.
Wow, well, that sounds really good. You know what we watched actually was, it was also a retrospective, but didn't require any explanation, was Saturday Night Live. And they were going back through
the years.
Yes, exactly.
With the Coneheads.
Yes. I didn't see that segment, but it was really interesting to get kind of some insights into the dynamics between the writers on the show and the actors. And if you've got a really strong team of actors that really can carry it and have energy, and what if, you know, how does that work out with the writers? And I didn't realize that you really had to kind of position yourself to get a skit written for you because the writers will write for certain actors, and it was just really intriguing.
See,
and of course that combined with the nostalgia of I remember that, and you know, when it was good, when it was bad, and when it was good again. And so that was pretty interesting too. But yeah, that was about as productive as we got beside making I was thinking about some of the simple pleasures in food. You know, it's really fun to get together a complicated recipe or try something different. But sometimes, like a snowy weekend, it's fun to do some of those good old simple pleasures.
Yeah.
Like we made BLTs for
Ooh.
The boys. And they were so, I mean, for us too. They were so excited. The kids love it. It's simple for us, but there's something about when you toast that bread, you get good bread. You don't get your everyday bread.
And you get the nice good bacon.
Yes. And then, so the bacon is fresh and crisp and it's just been cooked, and the bread is all
Yum.
Toasted and you squish into it and the lettuce and tomato, and there's just nothing
nice
like
big
it.
Nice slab of mayo.
Oh, yes. Rocco's getting ready to start swinging. But anyways.
I did that just to have him look at me.
I saw
which
you.
Did.
You're
did
an
you
instigator. Yes.
I am.
Yes.
Big slab of mayo.
Dip it in the mayo. But so, yeah, that was our, the whole weekend was just simple pleasures. It was, you know, hanging out with the kids, with each other, watching good stuff on TV, playing games, and eating comfort food.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Nice day to spend with all the snow.
Yes.
Crazy, all the snow bankings.
I know. It is. You have to, when I think about that, as you're pulling out of any street now, you don't appreciate how much easier it is in the summer. But you've
exactly.
got these really tall snow banks. You've got to inch yourself
yep.
out there
at
and
the,
then
yep.
hope that you've got traction to really go when it's time.
Right. At the bottom of my hill, there's like a little market right there. And mm-hmm. it's even worse because the snow bankings are so high. I literally am out in the middle of the road before
yes.
I can see
yes.
both ways. But then that market, the big Coke trucks and stuff will park like right on the street. It makes it even worse.
Right.
I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm going to get like smashed.
Yes.
My gosh. Terrible. But anyway. All right. I think we're going to go on a short break. And when we come back, we are going to be with Rocco, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check him out on the web at integrityfit.com. And stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7. The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Jeannie Lester on this, it's a very chilly day.
Yes.
Most definitely. But it's winter. It's a beautiful day out.
You know,
the sun is shining and it's a winter day. Winter day in February. Before we welcome on Rocco, I just wanted to read today's food quote because I thought it was really cute. It's quoted by Irma Bombeck.
Oh, I love her.
Yes. My kids always perceived the bathroom as a place where you waited out until all the groceries are unloaded from the car.
That is very true.
So true.
That is absolutely true.
You know, when mom comes with the groceries, they always hide.
It's like, yes.
You know what I do? I call my son. I'll call him. Like if I have like a big load
yeah.
and if I kind of know maybe he's home, I'll say, hey, yeah. Ty, what's up? Oh, nothing, Mom. You're home? Yeah. Oh, great. Come meet me.
That's good. So like a sneak attack. Yes. That's very
attack.
Wise. Because when I do it, yeah, I'll walk in and then all of a sudden,
they disappear.
You know, there's somebody in the bathroom. Somebody needs to do, you know, are you kidding me? Yes. 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 And it's amazing time.
And you know, it is. That's like the worst chore, it seems like. And then today's food holidays. In Iceland, it is Bun Day. B-U-N. Bun Day. February 16th. Children invade homes in the morning with colorful bun sticks and receive gifts of whipped cream buns.
Whipped cream buns?
Whipped cream buns.
Like, how do you receive, like, let's say you go five houses down, you pop in, somebody gives you this whipped cream bun, you're going to have to eat it all the way back to your house, or the whipped cream's just going to kind of slide off,
I
don't see the practicality there.
It's Bun Day in Iceland.
I mean,
Iceland.
I'm not knocking it.
Oh, it must be cold.
Oh, yeah. It's like frozen yogurt on top of
that.
It's like here in New Hampshire today. I guess that would work.
I guess. And this week is National Pancake Week.
Oh,
that's kind of
okay.
cool.
Yeah, very cool.
National Pancake. Well, it's not cool for
thinking. Well, no, absolutely unhealthy.
You know, I just said
but
that.
But
then
Tuesday,
I looked at Rocco. I'm like, oh, shoot.
For the rest of the week, we'll talk about things yeah. you can put in your pancakes, like chocolate chips and bacon.
Okay.
And
we'll skip
all
that
those
today.
Things.
Forget
yeah.
I said that.
No,
sorry.
No.
Okay, and without any further ado, let's welcome Rocco of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. Locations in Bedford and Londonderry. Welcome, Rocco.
Well, good afternoon, ladies. Thank you again for having me here. Jeannie, BLT, huh?
Yes, yes. And it was a good BLT. I make no apologies.
It stands for bad, lousy, and terrible for you.
That's probably too. But you know what? At the time, it was enjoyable. I mean, you're right. That was not the healthiest choice ever. But I really think there are times you have to make times for those things that you enjoy.
Well,
agree.
Whoa. How do you know she didn't have the nitrate-free one? You don't know that. And she might have had the whole grain.
Well,
and she had
in her defense, she said she wiped the nitrates off.
Yes, okay. Yes. I wiped all those nitrates off with
so
a paper towel.
So she wiped them off, and she had it with Veganaise. She was
yep,
good. She thought healthy.
I did.
You guys
oh,
are unbelievable healthy. How you can justify just about anything. Huh?
It's an art, really.
It is an art.
Oh,
us women, yes.
Oh, great. And then I had to listen to you guys talk about football for 10 minutes. That was very, very interesting.
It was.
Yeah, so.
You have to watch that movie.
Oh, I definitely will. Yeah.
It's a great movie. Kevin Costner was awesome in it.
Maybe we should start up a women's football viewing league for you guys. And on Sundays, maybe we could get together and talk about everything happening behind the scenes, stop and pause and explain everything about
viewing
football.
I think we want to play. Don't we want to play?
Well, maybe, yeah, maybe we start our own league.
Yeah.
Oh, bro. Yeah,
the over 40
over,
league.
Over, I was going to say, it has 40. To be like, I don't want to be we'll league competing with other 20-year-olds. Yeah, over 40.
Can you just imagine that?
I'm going to go get T-shirts printed up right now. I'm going to come up with a catchy name for the, yeah, for the team.
I think we should.
Oh, I don't
know. Call ourselves the Red Onions.
The Red Onions.
No, because then they stink.
Daryl would take it so seriously. It wouldn't be funny.
Well, he's not. Oh, do you mean to play, or he would
yes.
be like? So, well,
oh.
he can't play. It's a women's league unless
oh, it's
he
women's.
Dresses.
Yeah,
okay.
No, Daryl could be the coach. No, no, no. Daryl
could
be the coach.
Yeah, or the team manager.
Oh, he's not going to be my coach. Forget it.
Anyway, so Carol, we left off last week at trying to explain or define what being healthy really meant. But before we get into that. You've completed your second week.
Yes.
Why don't you talk a little bit about what your experience has been the last couple of weeks, the challenges again, the ups and downs, and the psychological effects of all that sort of thing.
Psychological effects?
Yeah, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
I do. I'm just teasing you. No, you know, it's been, it's actually been very good. I really haven't had any problem. I love getting up in the morning and making my lunch and bringing my lunch, which you've seen me every single
Absolutely.
Day eating my lunch.
Yes, she has.
Daryl polices me at night. I make dinner at night, and eating wise has been good. It's been my working out is what I need to wrap my head and get my butt more in gear and do that. Yes.
Well, what's stopping you?
Me. It's me. Mm-hmm. I know it's me. It's me.
Okay, so what's the solution? Dead silence radio.
Which isn't good.
Are you
dead
ladies
air,
listening
dead
out there?
Yes, yes.
Well, I guess I just need to, like, I need to do it. I need to make time for myself. And that needs to be my number one thing, and I just need to
I need to
do it.
She said need 16 times in that last three sentences. I need.
Okay,
it's a
I want,
choice. It's a choice.
I want, right. It's a choice that I
it's
have
It's something
to make.
That you just, no, you don't have to.
Well,
you choose. It's all in the vernacular. It's the way you're perceiving that you think it's hard. It's not hard unless you think it's hard.
See, there's this big part of me that doesn't want to jump in because I'm going to shift the attention away from
you. No, you jump
no,
right
I like I like much better that he's going after you. I don't want to put myself in them. Oh, see, and I've just been recruited with this.
See, so now you can talk.
Now I'm in trouble. Yeah. But isn't it interesting that
it matches your jacket?
It does, doesn't it? Which is why I'm wearing it with pride. And it says committed. I am committed. But the whole aspect of exercise and getting into that flow of things. If you are someone like myself who is used to not exercising, it is very easy to stay in that mode. Once you get going, don't you find that it's easier to stay in an active frame of mind? It's really kind of a habit that you kind of have to overcome as well.
It's an addiction. You see, you guys right now, you're addicted the other way. You see, you're finding your happiness through, of course, this food for thought is really what you love doing. And there's nothing wrong with that. But we could substitute some of those foods that we eat with healthier foods that would still basically give you that good, healthy feeling that you're looking for. But, let's look at when people do go out and have a few drinks, they're trying to feel better. People who exercise are addicted to the feelings of the endorphins that are being released through exercise. So they're addiction is very similar, only what their vice is to them is the exercise.
Right.
People talk about the runner's high or weightlifters talk about the pump. These are all feelings that people who exercise on a regular basis love to go out and feel. It is their addiction. So they're trying to find that escape through those actions versus how other people will use sometimes food, sometimes drugs, cigarette smoking, or any other one. Those unhealthy behaviors to find a similar feeling. So what you guys have to try to figure out is how do you substitute what you're doing now with something that is much more beneficial to the long-term effects of your health. Does that make sense?
It does. Mm-hmm.
But it's not I need to and I have to. See, all those things, there's too much force on that says it's a chore. It's an effort to have to do that. See, I don't ever feel that at all. I feel like, oh, I'm going to work out because I look forward to it. I love the feeling I get, especially when I'm done. And I love the feeling that goes on for hours and hours after my workouts because of what I had just done for myself versus when I told you Friday night I went out and had two margaritas, I felt terrible for the next 2 days. That wasn't worth the feeling that I got from the two margaritas versus the feeling I get from exercising and eating healthy the majority of my days. Does that make sense at all?
It totally makes sense.
And there's where I think...
It's getting to that point.
Right.
It's not getting there. See, you're looking at it as a trip. Your power of choice says that you could do that right now. There is no, you're making a lag time in there because you're saying, I'm trying to do something. No, there is no such thing as trying. It's either doing or not doing. So when you make up your mind that you're doing, then you're doing. It's not trying.
See, but when you're talking about, like, for yourself, you love to, you are addicted to the exercise and you love the feeling and all of that. To go from a person who's pretty comfortable, I love watching TV and eating my BLTs. I mean, if that's your mindset, then to get to that point where, okay, now I've got that payoff and I feel like, yes, what I want for myself is the exercise. I mean, there's a transition because I can't honestly sit here right now and tell you, yes, I would love what I want to do is exercise. Isn't there also a discipline in there? Just like when we make healthy choices, you're talking about disciplining your actions so that probably then your mind is going to catch up and you're going to like all those things that you talked about, like the way that you feel better when you're doing something good for yourself.
I understand, Jeannie, but if it was 100 years ago, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be having this conversation. Number one, that we would right. not have all these foods accessible to our mm-hmm. to ourselves. And secondly, we'd be working more laborious jobs that were taking up right. all the actions of what exercise is today.
Right.
But I guess I would challenge the both of you because most of the last 10, 12 years of my life, I've worked exclusively with women, mm-hmm. sitting down and listening and trying to understand the best that I can for a man to try to figure out what's going on and how you perceive yourselves. And what I find is that there is so much guilt that you guys carry and that you never really put yourselves first on the list. But I would almost venture to say that those pictures that I brought in today, mm-hmm. take a look at the first one for a second, Jeannie. And you can explain to the audience what you're looking at, the one underneath this one here. The first one's a picture of the kids around 1960 at Hampton
yep.
Beach.
Yes, and they are all average-looking kids in their bathing suits on playground equipment and doing some sort of an exercise class on the beach.
Mm-hmm. Now look at the moms.
Yeah.
What kind of condition are they in?
Those are moms in good condition as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at the picture of just probably 5 or 6 years ago that I took over at the same beach. Explain to the audience what that looks like.
And these, now we're looking at pictures of some kids who are definitely carrying some excess weight.
It's amazing the difference.
Yep, it is. And a lot of that.
It's sad.
Right. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you
look at their faces, can you see any happiness there?
It's hard to tell. But I think kids who are carrying extra weight, yes, I mean, there's additional challenges for them. They're not going to be as happy as if they were physically fit, but that goes into lifestyle.
I know, but whose responsibility is it to take care of these kids?
Well, the parents need
It's ours.
They are our
kids, yes.
Right.
So if we're not the role models for being able to help them mm-hmm. by being healthier role models ourselves, what chance do they really have?
Right. That certainly does play a part in it. I mean, my certainly there are parents who struggle with weight, you know, think of my own parents, but that always make sure that your kids are going outside to play and they're doing things that kids today probably don't do. There's a lot more. We didn't have video games. We didn't have, I mean, there were so many things we didn't have that just wasn't a lifestyle when we were growing up. So you're right. We need to be much more focused on what kids are doing.
Yeah,
there are
many factors. You know, I would argue that probably the food is the biggest factor, because back in them days, I'm not going to say that all of those kids that were on that beach were actually health fanatics. Mm-hmm. I recall being back in grammar school and seeing, you know, the little bookworm kid who really wasn't an active kid,
mm-hmm.
but he wasn't overweight either.
Right.
You know, maybe like the Ernie on My Three Sons or
right.
somebody
yep.
like that.
Yep.
You know, it's because they were, well, we were exposed to having better quality foods with a lot less chemicals in them that are, I believe, are creating some metabolic issues with these young children. We're seeing, you know, type 2 diabetes in children that are up to 6 years old now, which in essence what they're predicting is that most of these children will not live till they're 50 years old, and that's mm-hmm. a pretty sad state of affairs. So for me, as a health coach or somebody who's in the health industry trying to help other people, I look at women as a special gift too, because you are the nurturers. Men do not nurture, and I'm not saying that for all men, and I'm not trying to stereotype men either, but the reality is when you take a look at the family household, the cornerstone of every family household is usually the female. They're the ones who look after, making sure, and it's the reason why you always put yourself last too, because it's so important to you to make sure everybody else is taken care of that you forget to take care of yourself, mm-hmm. or you stress yourself out to the point where you say, I'll get to me later, and the choices you make for you are not the same choices that you would make for your children. Mm-hmm. So you have to become one of your own children that you nurture.
Right. Nice.
And you just heard that from a man.
it makes sense. And, you know, when I think about, you know, I think about you, and I think about, you know, why do you do, you know, Integrity Health for Women? You know, now it's all, it's all, you know, the circle's kind of coming to a... I see why you do it. I see why you do it.
It's very important.
It is important.
You know, I'm going to live the rest of my life just fine. I have all the information and all the tools necessary for me to have a good life. But when I look at the younger generations, despite, you know, being judgmental of them, I feel that they haven't been given the same chance that I've gotten to be able to become healthy.
Right.
Did you want to say something?
We just need to take a short break.
Sure.
Let's. We're a little late on the break. Let's take a short break. You're listening to Food for Thought. We are in studio with Rocco from Integrity Health Health Coaching Solutions. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me is Jeannie Lester, and we are in studio with Rocco from Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check them out on the web at integrityfit.com, and they also have two locations. They have one in Bedford and one in Londonderry. And you know, before we continue with our discussion, Rocco, maybe let people know a little bit, you know, like how they can maybe join Integrity, or you know, where to go, or how, you know, how they might do that.
Well, first let me define what Integrity is. It is a health coaching center. In fact, we're not really, even though we look like a gym when you walk in, we differentiate ourselves by providing each person who becomes a member of our coaching center with an actual plan that will guide them from point A to point B, or from going from where they are today to becoming healthy and fit, or where their objectives and goals are. And what people don't understand is that there are components to being healthy. It isn't just one thing. I hear so many times people come in, well, I walked, or I did yoga, or I tried, you know, one of the food companies out there that sell, you know, they weigh you and whatever the case may be. I don't want to. That was my phone. I apologize for that. They don't want to commit to doing all the things that are necessary, or they don't know what those things are. So when you take a look at what health being healthy really is. It actually, the American College of Sports Medicine defines that as having a certain level of muscular strength and endurance, cardiovascular endurance, being flexible, having a body composition that's within a healthy range. And in order to do that, you have to have a plan that addresses all those components. And at Integrity, we will design a plan that's specifically designed for the individual so that you're never undertraining or overtraining. So somebody who comes in who is basically a neophyte who hasn't worked out a lot or ever, we take that person and we bring them into a program that's comfortable and easy for them to be able to do, because we measure what their strength capacity is first. We measure their cardiovascular capacity so that when we design that plan is based upon their individual fitness the day that they walk in, and we move them slowly forward. Now, if somebody came in that was looking to improve their athleticism or to compete in some sort of an event, then we would measure them based upon their level that day, which would include a lot more exercise and a lot more things that were specific to whatever activity they were going to try to improve. So we do that. We address the nutrition component, where people will come in and they'll say, I eat good. I hear this all the time.
Or I don't eat.
Yeah, one of the two. And when you really break it down, you start asking them what that is. They just have a vague idea, or they may think that they're eating well, but in actuality, they're not putting all the necessary nutrition in their body to optimize what their exercise plan is doing for them. So we combine, you know, the coaching for the exercise portion by developing a plan that's specific to them without having to pay the high cost of personal training for $75 an hour. We don't do that. We actually program them so they become their own health advocate and learn or are taught to be able to understand the exercise so that they become competent at that particular part. We address the food component, so we make sure, are you eating breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack? Are you making sure your timing is correct and what types
every
of food
two and a half to 3 hours
that you're putting in your body, and not overeating calorically what you need, but eating the amount of calories that's going to be optimum for helping you reach your goal. And lastly is coaching you on, again, the things that we're talking about today and in the last few shows, is thinking about how you look at that. So changing your mindset so that it doesn't become an effort, that it's just something that happens because that's who you are. And when that comes first, then the other things are easy, and then everything falls into place. But until you actually think healthy first, nothing is long lasting. You can do our plan, and the plan works great, and you'll achieve your goal. But at the end of that, if you haven't changed the way that you think about exercise and or eating or both, then you're going to go back to the same old habits that you had before.
That's right.
And there's no, I don't have the answer or the solution to that either. But the reality is, I do know that exists first.
I'm starting to get it. I really am. I mean, the psychological part, I didn't realize how much it really plays. Well, of course it plays a part. I mean, I know that, but you know, I'm starting to get like the whole picture now. I really am. And it makes a lot of sense.
And it's one of the things that I always will address with people. And when I walk, I don't spend any time as a technician in our clubs anymore, but I do coach around the country, other clubs who are using our systems to help people understand exercise and or nutrition better than they do right now. So I'm coaching coaches now, but when I do walk into the facilities, I'm always asking people about how they're feeling thought-wise, how they feel about themselves, how they feel about what they're doing. Is it hard? Are they still saying that it's hard? And if they are, then I will always address it. Well, why do you think that it's hard?
And what do they usually say? I mean, what do some of them say when you do ask them that? Is it hard? And they say yes.
It's because some of the things that we spoke about earlier in the early show is that there's always something to celebrate. You know, we just finished Valentine's Day, which was another reason to celebrate. And of course, next month we have St. Patrick's Day, and then we have Easter. And we talk about those things, but women are always preparing most of the time for those holidays. You're looking forward to them. And those are the things that are self-destructing thought process, because you'll always say, well, I'll start after that. But there's always the next thing in line that's like you're like bowling pins, and they just throw the ball right down the middle of the lane, and they get a strike on you. You see, there is no time. But that's why I say when I snap my fingers and say we have to do it now. It's a mindset that says, okay, I'm getting off this carousel, and I'm not buying into that anymore. If you want to go out and have a good time, it can be any time that you choose. Right. But you have to choose it. You have to be in full control. You have to be at cause over your life and not effect over the things around you in your life. And that's why the thought process is so important.
Did you get Jillian chocolates for Valentine's Day?
No.
Just curious. Well, thank you very much, Rocco. As usual, it is so informative. I always say that. All our guests, we just learn. We're like such a sponge, yes, Jeannie. We're going to be so smart.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Rocco, thank you very much. And we will see you next week in our Think Healthy slot. And coming up next will be June with your... June, what is it?
Meatless Monday.
Yes.
And healthy
eating twist. Seasonal healthy eating twist. Right. Twist, change, something. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.